What's up, guys? Welcome to our new show. I'm Billy Collins.
And I'm Brian Sanders, and we're here to bring you
Conjure Up. Guys, this is a new weekly or bi-weekly show, whenever we want to post, basically.
Whenever it happens.
Whenever the magic happens. We are two working magicians. And
you look like you questioned that. You're like working magicians. Well, not during a pandemic.
It's not actually working out so well.
Yeah, well, for you,
but for me, I just kind of shift gears a little bit.
Yeah,
I've done shows.
Yes,
I've done shows, but
no one's doubting you, Billy.
But I'm just kind of weird about that. So, Brian.
Yes.
What's your mission now? We talked about COVID. What's your mission during COVID?
To not go poor. That's my mission. To not go broke.
God bless.
Keep money in the bank. To keep income just coming.
So are you working? How did you change? What have you changed your style?
As far as like magic? Or
yeah, how are you booking now? I mean, how are you going about getting shows?
Well, luckily around here, you know, it's not too... How do we say that?
We're a little more free.
It's not as intense here. I'm trying to... We got to be politically correct here. Can't talk about bring up politics or anything like that.
We don't bring politics into
it. Yeah, it's just a good rule to have in a show, you know? That way no one gets mad. But... Around here, I think you and I both know that it's a little bit more, people are a little bit more
easygoing
and easygoing. So I've still been able to book shows, you know, and do it safely, social distance and wearing masks and all that nature, but also doing virtual shows.
Yeah, you know, you've done quite a few virtual shows.
I've done a few virtual shows, not as many as some of these big guys are doing. Yeah. Some of these guys are doing like 6-7 a day. I've done a few, but.
Yeah. I've tried the virtual.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun. It's okay. I have to feed off the crowd, so I've kind of like taken off just a little bit from magic for this year, just to see where I'm going to end up, where I'm going to land, and it's kind of given me a chance to kind of regroup what I want to do, and mine is to kind of bring awareness to different things. We've had for example, I'm real big into the promotion of healthy mental health.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of magician friends of ours that have been under stress and have left us through their own means, and so I've kind
of
like...
Some of them have had to even get real jobs.
Real jobs. So I've kind of like changed my focus a little bit. I want to use magic in a way that I can kind of help people and bring a little bit more ease, especially to our first responders.
Oh, for sure.
You know, our Marines, our police officers, our fire departments, our EMTs, they see a bunch of junk and it kind of wears on them, so...
Yeah, you want to give back to those who have been doing the most space.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I went ahead my... my magic career.
Yeah.
You know, I'm lucky, I'm fortunate because I don't have to wait. I'm not 100% dependent on magic.
So. Yes. You're a jack of all trades, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So I do love magic. I mean, it's I will stop what I'm doing to do a magic show in a heartbeat.
You're also a magician behind the bar.
Behind the bar, that's right. I pour those beautiful magical drinks.
Yeah.
But, all right, so let's give a little rundown. We talked briefly in our little trial show about.
What to expect,
and we kind of
we gave an outline on what viewers can expect to see for future upcoming shows. So we'll have a little segment called the slap.
The slap. Brian, discuss what slap is.
So the slap is going to be talking about whether magic tricks that go wrong or magic tricks that go great. Or some of the people on social media, especially, videos of people putting on things that aren't exactly true. And we're going to kind of bring those to light.
Yeah, kind of call out. We joked around the BS last time, but I mean, it's kind of basically that. But I do want to focus because there are some great magicians. The one that we talked about the other day, I think we want to highlight those guys as well. But,
oh, yeah, for sure.
But I just feel like the exposure that they're giving to certain things, certain magic tricks, I don't appreciate. And they could... And they don't need to expose.
No, there's no
need
to expose.
It could have been better without them exposing.
100%.
So, but yeah, that's kind of where slap is and what we're going to do. And we're going to also do a segment called Magic on the Move.
Magic on the Move.
Magic on the Move. Now, Magic on the Move is basically we're going to go out to the streets. We're going to hit the streets and do magic.
Yeah. Find random people walking on the street, do a crazy magic trick for them. Hopefully they get
and they don't just run away.
Decent
when they
reaction.
See a balding, middle-aged, bearded guy come up and say, hey, pick a card. Like, run with frantic, nervous.
Not if you wear a mask, man.
Oh, yeah, we got to wear a mask. Got to wear a mask. So, but as far as magic, what any new magic that you have? coming up?
Shows?
Well, just anything that you've been working on. I know you and I talk.
Been working on.
We talk on a constant basis about magic.
Yes, of course we do. I do a lot of card tricks, as you know.
You want to do one?
We should do
Let's
one.
Let's do one.
Let's do one.
Let's see.
We'll get the man behind the scenes. We'll get Brandon to help.
Brandon, out. Producer Brandon.
One of the men behind
one,
the scenes.
One.
All right. What's up, buddy?
Hi, guys.
All right. This is what we do.
You want to?
I'm actually going to stand up, Jessica, and I can actually hold this in a way. I'll hold it, and then anytime I need to let go, I'll just.
Yeah, I just
we're just winging this. So I want you to take the card. Do you know how to riffle shuffle?
No.
You don't?
I don't know how to shuffle.
You don't know how, like this? Yeah. You can do that, right? You can't do this.
I do the stack thingy.
You do the stack thingy?
Yeah, I'm not good at shuffling.
Okay.
Well, you can try it. Just try
it. I tell you what, I'll shuffle for him.
You want to do that? Because that's what's going to happen.
Look. All right, you shuffle for him. That'll work.
Okay, I can.
Okay. So give it a little ruffle shuffle.
Okay.
This entire trick is going to happen with hands behind the back.
Whenever you're done, pass me the cards.
That's not creepy at all when he does that at all. Is it? Is it
kind of weird? Terrifying? Like he's, thank you, Josh.
He's reverse fondling himself.
All right, here we go.
The family show, Billy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize, okay. Kids.
Do me a favor. I want you to reach in and take one out. Doesn't matter which one.
This isn't weird at all.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's probably the weirdest card trick you'll ever see.
Show the crowd?
Absolutely. Yeah. Show the crowd. We'll give him a quick mix, too. Ooh, there we go. All right. Place it right there, face down. Gonna get buried into the center, all right? See how it's buried? We'll give that a cut too. All right, can you pass those to Billy and tell him to give him a couple riffle shuffles?
Yep.
And while you do that, I'll do my little magical.
I'm
hand
not
gesture.
In on this trick at all, so don't think that just
no, Billy
I'm
is
a magician
not in on this.
That I can. I'm actually setting Brian up. It's just Brandon is. I don't know what's wrong with him.
This is like the second time I've ever done this trick, so who knows? It might not even work.
All right, here we go.
Ooh, it's exciting. Okay, are the cards face down or face up?
They are face down.
They're face down.
Yep.
All right, perfect. All right, let's give them another riffle shuffle. All right, do you remember your card?
Yes.
All right, watch. If I snap my fingers, I can get one card to jump up to the top. Bam, right there. That was your card, right?
No.
That wasn't it?
No.
Wait, what was your card?
Five of hearts?
Oh, what? Five of diamonds. It was five of diamonds. Boom.
What? What just happened?
I'm getting out of here.
That's crazy.
That's just too crazy. Something's been conjured up.
Something's been conjured up.
Good lead in, Brandon. Good lead in. So, yeah, so that's basically what Magic on the Move is about. We're going to go out and do some stuff for people.
Oh, let's see if I can see.
Oh.
Oh, there it is.
Maybe if I move the microphone.
It'll look good. Let's see if we can get this one. Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is magic is BS right there. It's Brian
that
Sanders.
That is 12 years of not having a life.
That's actually, he's totally right about that.
100% serious.
100% serious. All right, so we're also going to have interviews.
Yes.
On this show. We're gonna bring in local talent. We're going to bring in people that are entertainers, that actually bring entertainers to the area. And just kind of give them a chance to highlight, meet them, maybe if they want to come in and perform some of our musical or whatever act. If they want to do some kind of entertaining, it's fine. But today, our special guest is the man behind all this who actually reached out to us and
inspired us to come up with Conjure Up.
So, and I'm so pleased. I know this person. He's so creative and he's got a wonderful team, and to me, having a wonderful team is kind of key. That's kind of what helps.
Success.
Key to success. So please give a big round of applause to Josh Robinson. Yes.
Boom.
Yes. Oh. Round.
Oh, it's just the light.
Don't worry about that.
I just did a.
It's only $1,000 light.
It's all
fine.
Good.
So, Josh, we don't have a microphone
share this
for you.
With you.
You're going to share it with me? Oh, you're going to share this with me? I thought he was about to tell me something.
Let's be Isn't that friends. Precious?
We're going to share this microphone.
There you go.
It's so
just
precious.
Nestle on in here.
Don't worry. I have antibodies.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
We don't know what the antibodies are for, though. But, you know, they're antibodies.
So, Billy, you have any questions for Josh?
I do. Actually, first, thank you.
Sure.
For allowing us to come
thank
in.
Thank you. You guys are the talent, man. That is giving you some tools.
You're the real talent.
No.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
No card
You're the magician behind the camera. You're just the magicians in front.
Guess what number I'm at thinking of right now?
7.
You got it.
Yes.
Killed it.
I'm also I'm also a ventriloquist. I threw my voice over there.
How many fingers are behind my back?
6. It's amazing, man.
Technically, you should have said 8 because there's 8 fingers and 2 thumbs.
See. He's the guy you want to go to the birthday party with.
That's right.
I'm that person. I saw the rabbit.
So I'm excited about you guys doing this thing.
We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, our town needs some entertainment.
Yeah, needless to say.
You guys are really,
speaking of the town needing entertainment as well, going back to talking about like bringing people on for interviews and all that, we are also going to be discussing the events going on in town.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like lately it's been hard to find what could be happening and not happening and going into the season of summer, spring. It'll be nice to kind of have guys kind of maybe highlight some of that.
Not a lot of people.
You should show up to set events and just act like you're part of the event.
And just start doing magic randomly.
Just do magic.
I tend to do that anyway.
100%.
100%.
For those people at home that don't understand this 100% joke, this guy right here continually says 100%. It's just like when I say you're probably right. I think I say that a ton. I think you're probably right.
It's my little catchphrase.
We're getting him a shirt that just says 100%.
You can get that at www.magicisbs.com or tribeworkstudio.com.
Yes.
What else you want to ask me?
I don't know.
Get out of here.
We kind of got off on this, but I just want to know who, you know, just describe who you are. What do you
do? Who am I? Oh, my goodness. Who am I?
What's the life outside of Triworks for Josh?
There is no life outside of Triworks for Josh. That's probably what a lot of people at home don't know about me. No, we eat, breathe, and sleep this place, but we love it. So, I mean, I don't have much, except for my wife and kids. And when it's wintertime, there's definitely nothing else outside of Triworks. So we're a media marketing agency. We do all kinds of video creation, content creation. This live platform is kind of like a vision that I have I've got some ideas. I'm not going to give out all the secrets yet, but yeah, I want to keep developing what we do into different forms that I think is going to be the future, and then taking that and giving it to our clients. Mm. I mean, this sounds so boring.
Did you write that down before?
No, but that was so official.
That's
what I'm saying. This is so boring. You guys do the ones and twos. What number am I holding up?
11.
Oh man, you can't do that. Try again.
4. It's amazing. So how did you come up with the idea for Triworks?
Oh gosh, that's a freaking good idea. Like, so what people don't know about
me. It is a good idea.
This is good. Jeez. Oh gosh. So this whole thing started probably 12 years ago in a garage. Yeah, so my wife, anybody at home knows Nancy, she's an incredible singer. Mm-hmm. So we built a studio in our garage, went in massive debt, like most people do that want to do music, and transformed a garage into a studio. And we had a gentleman come in and live with us for a while and started producing. And long story short, we got screwed royally, big time. And Josh saw a set of tools and was like, I'm doing that. Yeah, so I started doing that. I just learned it all, spent all my time researching it, and it developed into that, to videos, to you name it, man. It became an obsession. At the time, I was doing something that wasn't video-based, music-based, and I wanted something that was proprietary that just mom and pop couldn't pick up a business and do, and I felt like we were pretty good at what we did. And so it just developed from there.
Actually have never put like schooling or anything?
No,
like
it's all 100% self-taught. At an early
That is insane.
100%.
That is insane because, I mean, your stuff is so good.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. So I feel like life is all about opportunities, like all the time. So I try to give as many opportunities to people as I can with the time that we have allotted. At an early age, I say early age, probably 5 or 6 years ago, really when our business started kicking off, I had people that gave me opportunities. So I got to work alongside some incredibly incredible marketing agencies, et cetera, and learn truthfully from the best. So I traveled to work. I traveled the country doing lifestyle shoots for a good buddy of mine named Layton out of Boston, Massachusetts, and learned how to do shoots along photographers that had been on Time magazine.
Wow.
So cool. I was just a kid with a camera, man. Like I just had like a small camera and they saw something in me. I truthfully at the time didn't see in myself, and I just learned a ton.
I think like, you know, I went to a 4-year university and marketing and business and all that fun stuff, but I really didn't learn anything until I actually got on the job.
Yeah. So true story about me is I lack 1 semester to graduate from college.
Wow.
One semester, I got married, right? I bounced out of there, and because I had to work, and literally the class was not, at the time, I'm old, at the time you couldn't take all classes online, so I had one class that was not available online, so the option was quit working or go to school, and I was like, nah, deuces, I'm going to work.
Yeah, college yeah. dropout.
I feel so left out right now. I can't say that I do or don't support that. It worked out for me, but it's not for everybody.
Well, it's not for everybody.
Education and whatever it is key. Never settling is key. Always challenge yourself. Yes. Always key. Always Hence key. The cookie commercial.
Life is college.
Life is college.
Anyways, man, we went deep. Your show was fun until you brought me in.
I really wanted to talk to you. And one, thank you. But last question before I let you go.
You know, a good question, though, by the way. No one's ever asked me that.
Oh, thank you.
But seriously, like no one's really ever asked me that. Good job.
So we're now it's out there. Where do you without disclosing too much about your plans for TriWorks, where do you see the company going?
Oh my goodness. So I have a grander vision of what we're doing. As long as we can continue to help our clients like we want to, growth is inevitable. I don't know. I feel like the doors keep opening for us in different ways, and I think it's just because we live by that philosophy is work hard and be nice to people. And it's truly, I think, something a little bit different in the space that we operate in. So I don't know. I think we could be larger than any of us can imagine, and I say that now already. I mean, seriously.
Like, yeah.
I pinch myself every day. Oh! But who's to say, you know, it's like you. When you get to do magic, you love it, right?
Oh, 100%.
100%.
100%. So we get to come to work every day, and I love everything.
On the backdrop, can we do
100%
one day?
That should be it. Your show's no longer conjure up.
It's called 100%.
This show from this day on is 100%. You're going to have to, I hope you kept the receipts for those letters back there, because they're going back. And if you just do 100 with a percent, you save some money.
This is the typical story, but I didn't buy them. Billy bought them.
Is this guy the mooch? Are you like the doer and he just shows up?
He comes up with the ideas, which he has fantastic ideas. Yeah, and I try to help out whatever I can do to push.
You know, I love Brian. Like, my God. Oh, thanks, buddy. Think about like, too, man. But you look at Brian too, like early, like it was, I looked at a video you did with us like 4 years ago. That was 4 years ago. It's so fast. And now you're going to be a daddy? Right, he's going to be a daddy? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. God. Billy, he's going to be a daddy.
Yeah.
You got to work on some magic.
Well, I think I'm going to do fine, you know? I've had a golden retriever now for over a year.
Yeah, that's really close.
They're the same. They're the same. They both wet the bed, poop on the floor every now and then.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You can leave them at home with unattended.
Yes. You'd be like, hey, Uncle Billy's coming over.
That's so cool,
though. I have a shot collar, too.
Oh, that's
you got any
perfect.
More questions for me? I'm back.
No, I'm good. I'm good. All right, I'm good. Right. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks, buddy.
I appreciate you, man. Yeah. All right, guys. So that was the mind behind all this madness that we've now created. So, and to you. I just want, before we go any further, before we wrap this up, I do want to thank Brian. I mean, Brian and I have been close for...
Well, thank you, Billy.
For 12 years now, right?
Yeah.
Since you were a wee little baby.
Yes. Since I was almost 13 years, actually.
Yeah, almost 13. So, and he's
got into magic when I was 15, and that's how I met this cat.
And we've been kicking it ever since. You know. I kind of did.
Sometimes.
You know, especially... Hey, I need someone to go to Vegas with me, and then he just left. I was just walking around Vegas. It's like, I'm supposed to be like watching Brian.
It's kind of a true story.
True. Like, and I'm like walking down.
Let's tell this story real quick. So I was a teenager, and I'd been there when I was 16. I was basically by myself that time. In 17, you came with go to something called the World Magic Seminar, and. Yeah, so the teenagers, I was 17, the teenagers got to go to Lance Burton's show, which you went to that as well.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And then the next day we got to go to Lance Burton's.
That was his last year. That was his last show. He retired.
That was his last year, yeah. Yes. Or it might have been it was either the year after that. Anyways, regardless. So all the teens got to go to Lance Burton's house for this party or whatever, you know. Billy wasn't invited because he was too old.
Hence the gray beard.
Yeah, hence the gray beard. Anyways, went over to his house and then we come back to Vegas, all the guys get off the bus, and then we start walking through this hotel to, like, I don't know, all the hotels are kind of connected on the strip, so you can kind of walk through one to get to the other, and then ran into him coming out of, like, a
Pizza Hut or a Subway.
No,
or something.
I was at a watch shop because I love watches.
Oh, you were at a watch shop.
I was at
that's
the
right.
at Rolex shop, which I had no business being in there. The guy, I walked in, the guy goes, "Can I help you?" I was like, "Not really," and I left. And that's when I ran into you.
Oh, I miss Vegas. I'm ready to get back to Vegas.
Oh, me too. Me too. But another funny story real quick from the Vegas trip. We were in the line to fly back home,
And
Forrest Griffith, he was the first ultimate fighter champion.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there. Massive man.
Standing in the line next to us. I had no idea who he was. Yeah. Billy did.
And sat there and talked to him and all this stuff. And he's like, "How old are you?" And Brian said, "Well, I'm 17. He goes, "You should bring your son back when he's 18. That would be really cool for him." I'm like, and ever since, God. It's like, "Hey, is Brian your son? You guys do magic." I'm like, "Sure. Whatever." So, but yeah, I do want to thank you for everything.
Well, absolutely, you know, man. Likewise. Works.
You know, we
works both ways, man.
Kind of have built magic over the years like that, and now we're on a show together, which is just fantastic. I want to thank everybody from TriWorks Studios. Brian, you got anything else to add?
100%.
100%. Guys, we'll see you on the next show.